Blog Talk Radio.
It's another Friday night here on Art's Game Show Party. And listen, we got some interesting news as things here in New York are becoming a little more back to normal. This will be our penultimate weekly show. We are going to do our last weekly show next week. And then we're going to morph into a more irregular schedule. So, you know, next week will be our last weekly show for this run, this season, and we hope you join us then. Let's get our callers on. We have 1758. Is that Andrea?
Talk.
Oh, no, that's Chris.
Yes, but talk.
Yes, thank you for calling in my penultimate show. How nice. And, because you and Andrea have the same first three digits, I believe. 4621.
It's supposed to be 4661.
4641, I'm sorry.
You got the wrong number. 4641. I have no idea. Yeah, I have no idea. Why were you last week? We were trying to get hold of you last week, anyway.
Yeah, well, last week we had some technical issues. But we are going to be going on a more irregular schedule. We're going to talk about that in a minute. I think Andrea is
right
down there next. Let me bring Andrea on.
Well, I did.
Andrea, is that you?
Yes. How are you?
I'm doing well. So let's say, you know, we're going to play a little Dear Abby. You know, we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, while moving into it, we've done over 20 episodes this season, which was kind of nice, and it's always nice meeting up with you folks. But when we do it more like a once-a-month kind of thing, and I'm going to aim for once a month, it's going to be more special to get together. You know, so I think, you know, as things are progressing and New York is progressing well, we can see each other with masks at this point. And social distancing. Especially you, Ron. I have some stuff to leave off with you.
Really?
Well, socially distanced. We had to clear out some stuff at the camp. We're moving to a new studio. That's another announcement. We're hoping to stay at Mill Basin, but we're not going to be using the same studio we had for 12 years. We're moving to a new location, hopefully on premises. So I have prizes that you had given us. In the form of books, which I have to return to you, Ron. And I will get those to you so you can get them out. Still have those. So I will say, and I do have some extra, you know, stuff for you. We'll socially distance.
Great.
You'll bring down a shopping cart. But,
absolutely.
So we're going to be moving into a more irregular schedule.
Yeah.
Chris, I'll give you a chance Friday night maybe to do your show.
All in good time.
Okay. So, yeah, next week will be our last weekly show, and then, you know, just check with us. We'll announce when we're doing it. You'll get a message. But we're going to aim for once a month. And the reason is, and this is a shame, as we all know with Blog Talk Radio, to keep your shows preserved, you need to log in once in 2 years. So I'm going to aim for once a month. Because we lost all of our great shows from 2007, 2008. The last show that we did before now was 2014. So, you know, we might do two weeks in a row, but we're gonna aim for once a month.
Arthur.
No problem,
yeah.
Wes. Here. You know, when I did Blog Talk Radio in the week, I think my last show was 2015, was my last show before I even got to television. And, you know, I really missed
a lot
of
you did it a year after?
Yeah.
You stayed on a year after me?
Yeah, I stayed on. And then until the beauty got here, I'm still stuck with him. I'm very happy to have been part with you guys and with the show and the staff. But we know it's a lot of fun doing this, and I'm very impressed. I'm very appreciated what we have done so far.
And just to keep up the quality, and because we are moving out, doing things, the scene in New York is a lot better, and I'm sure very soon we're going to be getting that vaccine, and we're going to be having some sense of normalcy. But we will still try to get together and do this at least once a month. That's my goal. Chris, you wanted to say something. So before we start our game, let me bring Holly on and then Chris. Hey, Holly.
Hi. Hey.
Chris, why don't you... hey, Holly. Chris, speak now or forever hold your peace.
I was just going to say the best show I ever did would have to be with Dr. Tony Fernandez doing the stem cell research.
I remember one time on your show, I drove all the way to Connecticut. It must have been back then you could do 3-hour shows, because that's a 3-hour drive. And it was 2007 or 8. It was all politics. And Rona was on the show. And, yeah, that was the old Blog Talk Radio. We did have some problems last week, but we are back this week. Over 20 episodes, which will remain in archive, because I do plan on keeping this account active. So, next week will be our last regularly scheduled weekly show. But do check with us, everybody. You'll get an email or something, that a day before, at least, that I'm planning to do a show that week. We're going to aim for once a month. But we got a little Dear Abby for you. Holly, how you doing?
Oh,
Holly, are you there?
Oh, hi. Yeah, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay. So, Chris, you were the first one to call in, so I'll tell you what, you're going to pick a category. How much should widow pay towards daughter's wedding or Sunday night sex exhausts her? Boy, that was a word you couldn't say on the old Chris Chamberlain show. You tried to say the word sex and you got booted.
Keep up, Art. Maybe you'll be the first one booted.
Well, you can't boot me on my show, but anyway, we got 6 minutes live, so let's get this, because we might get cut off at the 15-minute mark. We don't know. Blog Talk Radio is the Blog Talk Radio of the 2000s. They do cut you off these days. Chris, pick one. How much should the widow pay towards a daughter's wedding or Sunday night sex?
Sunday night sex.
We're going to go with Sunday night sex, Chris.
All right, here we go.
Yeah. Chris has changed. He's got rated X now. Okay, here we go. Dear Abby, my husband is... Oh, God. Do I wish Mike Ferraro called in with this one. Dear Abby, my husband is a minister, and he has very little time for marital relations. So he sets aside one night a week, which is Sunday night. Then he goes at it for all he's worth. I'm dead tired on Monday morning. And I can't do the washing.
Oh, my God.
What should I do? Fine, Ruby. Dear Ruby, A, wash on Tuesdays. B, exercise regularly and build up your stamina. C, be thankful it's only one night a week. D, go to bed early on Saturday night and get plenty of sleep. I think no matter where we go with this one, we're in trouble. Any suggestions? I'm going to ask my mother. The minister's wife has rough sex on Sunday night with the minister. And she can't do the washing on Monday. What do you say, Chris? What would you pick? That was one of Abby. My mother says let her do Tuesday. Chris, what do you think?
I said build up your stamina.
The exercise. Okay, Chris goes with B. Ron?
I got this.
Ron, what a way, to have our penultimate show here.
I know. Ron, if we have some conversation, I just think we'll go crazy. But I will disagree with Chris. I go with D. Sleep early Saturday.
D, go to bed early on Saturday night. Andrea?
Exercise,
Holly?
You know, they all sound good. I'm sure she was flustered when she read this.
They all sound good. What do you say? Holly, I didn't hear you. Which one?
Exercise to build her stamina.
Okay, another exercise. And Abby says, A, wash on Tuesday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, my mom said that, actually. Yeah, just move to Washington. Sleep off Monday. Why not? Okay. Ron, it's your turn. You're the next caller.
All right. Go ahead.
How much should the widow pay towards the daughter's wedding? And table for one, please.
Well,
I go with
the first one, which is widow pay. Yeah. I'll go with
okay.
The first one, widow.
The widow. My 37-year-old daughter, dear Abby, my 37-year-old daughter is getting married in the spring. She has been living in Boston for the last 15 years. She graduated from Harvard and has a good income. My question is this. How much of the wedding expenses do I have to pay? Or what is expected of me? I'm a widow living on a fixed income and Social Security. Very interesting because the traditional route is that the bride's parents pay. But my parents paid for their own wedding, and that was in the 50s. Yeah. So, you know, it doesn't always have to be that way. Ron, what do you say? Oh, let me give you the choices.
The choices.
A, you are expected to pay for her first wedding. B, an offspring who left the nest 15 years ago would have to be a cuckoo to expect her widowed mother who lives on a fixed income to finance her wedding. C, ask your daughter if she intends to contribute to the cost of her wedding and plan accordingly. D, the only cost you should incur is the transportation to Boston. Okay,
well,
Ron.
That's a tough decision on Jonathan. I will say contribute, so it's got to be C.
C, ask your daughter if she intends to contribute to the cost of her wedding and plan accordingly.
That's
okay.
Right.
Chris?
But talk. I would go.
What do you say? B intends to contribute,
B.
Or did you say B? B. Who left the nest 15 years ago happened to get cuckoo. Yeah, I think so. Andrea?
C.
Right, C? Ask your daughter if she intends. Okay, and Holly?
I'd say C.
Yeah, I think A. I would be shocked if it's A because I don't think you're ever expected. A, it was a tradition, but like I said, my parents paid for their own wedding. My grandparents couldn't afford that. But let's take a look. Abby says B. So she agreed that, someone who left the nest 15 years ago would have to be cuckoo. Yes. Okay.
Really? That was well. B, I don't know why.
B. Well, but some people said B.
Oh, that was not bad.
Ron, it's your turn to pick. Let's see. Oh, Ron, you picked already, right?
Right.
So Andrea picks now. Andrea, table for one, please. Or boss discovers English major has major spelling problems.
Table for one.
Okay, dear Abby, I'm a professional woman who often dines at expensive restaurants alone because I enjoy it. Usually I try to say, one please, before I am greeted with just one, or are you alone? I wonder how many others are put off and made to feel uncomfortable when they are asked this question. Signed, San Francisco Reader. And we're in archives. A, many others are put off as you are. B, people who dine alone at expensive restaurants tend to be the exception. C, make reservations for one before you arrive. D, a person who walks into an expensive restaurant alone can conceivably be expecting someone to join him or her. So the question's not without merit. So, what do you think, Andrea?
Me.
People who dine alone are the exception. Okay, Holly?
I would say the last one, D as in David.
Could conceivably be expecting. Okay.
Yeah.
Chris?
It's just something that they end by their job.
D.
D, okay. So, we have two for D. And one for B, which is kind of similar. And Ron?
Well, I'm going to disagree. I'm going to go say C, because the table will want you have to make a reservation. So
make
I'm
a reservation. That's also
C.
Yeah, that's also not a bad idea. That said, I look at restaurants as a special thing. Now, I would go into an informal place, fast food, Starbucks and dine alone. That's not an issue if I'm out. But
well, it's true.
You know,
yeah, but they're not.
You know, anything like
not, I mean, they're not coming to your table.
Anything like a restaurant. You know, some restaurants don't even like to seat a single person. They'll try to pair you up with someone, and then that becomes very uncomfortable. Eating with someone you don't know. A lot of the places in Atlantic City, I remember, were doing that. They would not seat a single person. I very rarely would go into that kind of restaurant alone. You know, only because I look at dining as a social thing and something that you're doing as an occasion. You know, so I think that's very interesting. But let's see what Abby says. Abby says, D, she agreed with most of you that usually in expensive restaurants they're going to be meeting up with someone. And here's our last question. Don't forget next week, which will be our last weekly show. But you know what? Don't forget we're going to be coming on sporadically and possibly do 2 weeks in a row. It's going to depend on schedules, and I think it's going to keep us fresher. And then, you know, we'll get together. But we still have other options. There'll be Zoom meetings. There's going to be the game show block party with Phil. May not be Friday nights, maybe other nights of the week. Or, you know, could be on a Sunday afternoon for all we know. We're going to get together and do some of that. And you know what I'm looking forward to in 2021? A live taping. Somewhere.
Well, let's hope if Rick is reopening, I hope Rick reopens, if that studio working, we can do some shows right there.
Oh, yes. Once they're open, we can do it there and find other places that we can maybe even stake out a room at Kingsboro like we used to do. Chris, remember
that? Right.
Snap Judgment?
Oh, yeah, especially with the
Ron, you played
special
Snap Judgment also.
A lot, very well on that one, yeah.
Back in the day. And I heard you're doing your own version of Snap Judgment.
I can do that because I haven't done Snap Judgment because I love the game and play the game very well. I'm going to host one of these episodes. It's going to be a lot of fun anyway.
Yeah, you could be a regular Ed McMahon.
I could do that.
If you remember back in the day. Or are you too young, Ron, to remember it?
I saw the show in 67, and then they had the same Snap Judgment version when they played Password back then.
The last 13 weeks.
That's right.
The last 13 weeks of Snap Judgment became Password.
That's right.
My memory.
So I can't wait to do this. Yes, I can't wait to
my
do this.
My memory, sketchy as it is, was to get back to the isolation booth on Snap Judgment, because there's no tapes of that that exist as far as we know. But if anyone will find one, it'll be Ron. Because you're good at finding old game shows.
If I find it, I'll let you know. But I recently sent you the one we told you, the commercial promo called Dream House, the 1968 version.
I remember the original Dream House.
Ron Hope Fontaine. There was a promo that was ABC, and it was 1968 when they did the ABC commercial. And there was the promo from the original Dream House that hosted by Mike Darrell. And it was.
Now, wasn't there both a daytime Dream House?
Huh?
Wasn't there both a daytime Dream House and a nighttime Dream House?
Yes, it is. It started at 1 o'clock in the afternoon before a wedding party was on there, and then sometimes It's Happening. And then Les Begadiel came along for the remainder of the series. It's like classics right there on ABC. It's like bringing back the show, and it was a lot of fun.
And I do know that the nighttime version had better houses.
Yes. I know. That's a long time ago. And it's been there for just a short summer, and it's really short-lived in the nighttime. But they did a lot better in the daytime when they were on for about almost 2 years on the show.
Yes, yes. All right, Holly, pick a, because we have about 8 minutes left, and then we can chat. You have a choice of Boss Discovers English Major has major spelling problems, or husband gets caught renting a nudie tape.
No, I'll pick the spelling problem.
Oh, okay. We'll save the nudie tape for our last regular show. Okay. And we did lose Chris. He kind of dropped out. He's probably working on his show. So, dear Abby, I just dictated a letter to my newly hired young secretary whose resume indicated that she had been an English major. A bit later, she asked, "How do you spell Europe?" I looked in the dictionary, but I couldn't find it under U, the letter U. Signed, appalled, in Chicago. Dear Paul, maybe you better verify her resume. B, send your English major back to the minors. Competent secretaries are still available. C, she may have been tired or distracted that day. No, I don't think so. D, are you sure English is her first language? Holly, what do you think? We teach at the City University, so we do sometimes have students
that. I can't really be surprised. But English is English, so it doesn't matter if you're an English major, it doesn't matter if it's your first language or not. If I study Spanish or French, I still have to learn to spell and pronounce correctly in that language, even though my first language is English. So I think what is the one about the resume? Check out her resume, because she could have been lying. I think
you better verify her resume. I couldn't find it under you. I like that. I'm going to save this card. Ron, what do you think?
Well, I will say B, my response. I think there's a lot of variables.
You better send her back to the minors?
Yeah.
Okay, and Andrea?
Check her resume.
Check her resume. Yeah, I agree with that, but let's take a look. Abby says B, send your major back to the minors. So Ron was right with that. Send your major back to the minors and send her to unemployment. Starting with a U, unemployment. All right, that was kind of fun. Yeah, we're gonna get some more of these going. You're gonna get a heads up. When we start scheduling our shows, I will aim for the once a month on a date, and if we swap the date, because very soon Once we get the vaccine, another thing that's going to happen in New York City is indoor restaurants will open. And I know Friday nights we're going to be at Perry's. I might even think, oh, no, that wouldn't work. It would clear. They would have to close again.
Oh, that's the worst.
We'll leave the singing to you, Holly. Yeah, I'm a listener. I'll host a game show for them.
You could do that.
We'll do that.
Holly, I miss Perry's eggplant parmesan.
I know you do.
I could take it to go.
You know, I'm gonna try that one time. It's just fantastic because I'm gonna try that one time. I know. How is the eggplant parmesan? Is there a lot good in there?
It's good. And they give you like a full meal,
$20,
and you get everything, including a glass of wine.
Yes. That's a good deal anyway. Well,
it's a good deal. There, so free plug for Perry's, and you'll get to hear. Holly, I want a singing request. I want I Miss the Mountains. I've been singing that song a lot lately to myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, we only got a couple minutes left, and
I miss Spice. That's why. It's not that I miss the mountains. I'm not bipolar.
That's what I thought when I was singing. I am bipolar, but no, I'm not. But close.
Oh.
I get my answer. Well, anyway, so look where we are. We only got a few minutes left. There's only one thing left to say, and that is anything you want to say, guys, before you wrap things up.
Yeah. So, Arthur, you'll get that.
No, I want to thank everybody for joining us. You know what? We filled by bringing the show back. We really kept some sanity, what was a pretty bad situation. And, you know, it looks like we're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. You have to be optimistic, folks. And, you know, back when we first started this show, I wasn't leaving my house. My mom is going to be a debutante. Maybe we'll even see you, Holly, socially distanced, away from the car. But I am going to take her for drives because I got my air conditioner working. We'll wear masks.
Yes, that's my way to it. Yeah. Well,
even if she sees parts of Brooklyn.
Yeah. But before we go, we only got about a minute left. Anything you don't know about what's coming up on my show tonight? Coming up in just a few minutes on Road Trip.
Oh, what's coming up?
All right, glad you asked. It's the conclusion of the match. It's part two of Match Game coming up. That's coming up in just about a few minutes. And we got, if you missed part one of the show, it's great. We had the contestants and had a special super match at the end. And then they had to play a preliminary round to face the champion. Now the game will be for real. That's coming up in just a few minutes on Roadblock. So you can stick around for that. But you almost
forgot one more thing
before you go. And you know what tomorrow is. Take a guess.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Holly. We're just about 30 minutes away. We're just about 32 minutes
you
away.
You really look great for your age. I can't wait until I turn your age.
I know, but we've been crazy. I'll be turning 60 in about 3 more years. I can't wait for it, but I can't wait. But anyway, so for my birthday tomorrow, I'm going to Denny's tomorrow morning, get my birthday planned, and I'm heading over to, of course, Rowan Rosa for the birthday spin. Anyway.
Yes, I hope you get the $25. I heard Audra. Audra got the $25.
Yes, she did. She did it last week, as a matter of fact. That's it. That's $125. So well done, Audra, if you're listening to it. She'll be with us next week, so stay tuned. It's going to be a lot of fun anyway. And I'll tell you how much I won next time.
Well, don't forget to videotape your spin.
Yes, we will. We can't wait for the last few shows of the season, so I know I'm ready for it. Hey, enjoy the weekend, you guys.
Yes, so we're going to see all of you next week for our last regularly scheduled show. I want to thank you all for calling. And, yes, enjoy the weekend. And happy birthday again, Ron.
Thank you. Same to you guys. Hey, bye, everybody.
Take care.